B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis, the very first Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four dates in the year, four times of the year, that are considered Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the beginning of the year. The first one, Be'echod B'Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim V'L'Ragolim. It's considered a Rosh Hashanah regarding the Melochim, the kings. It was common practice back in the days that when they would write a document, a legal document, they would write, and they would do this out of respect for the kings, in order to keep peace with the kings, they would write that the transaction took place in certain month of such and such a year from the beginning of the rule of such and such a king. And the question is, when is the beginning of the year? At what point do we mark the beginning of the year of the kings? It's the first of Nisan. Ula Regolim. And also regarding the Shloisha Regolim, there's a sequence of Yomim Toivim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, the first of them being Pesach, the month in which the first of the Regolim, of the Yomim Toivim, fall is Nisan. That's the Echod B'Nisan. The ramifications of this we'll see in the Gemara. So that was the first Rosh Hashanah. The second Rosh Hashanah is Be'echod Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. On the first day of Elul is considered a Rosh Hashanah regarding Maiser Behema. We know this halacha, that a person has to take Maiser min haTorah not only from his grains, from the Dagon, but also from his animals. Every tenth animal has to be given as Maiser. With the halachas of Maisers, we'll be learning later on in Shas about that. And we know that the way they would count the sheep all together, the behemoths, the animals, they would count them all, they would put them all into a pen, they would leave one by one, every tenth one was Asiri Kodesh, was Maiser. And the halacha is that you count each year's sheep on their own. The question is, at what point does a new year start? Says the Gemara, and this is the opinion we'll see of Reb Meir, which is Be'echod Be'elul. Reb Elazar v'Reb Shimon, Oimrim Be'echod B'Tishri, Reb Elazar v'Reb Shimon, they say it's actually the first of Tishri that marks the year of Maiser Behema. Be'echod B'Tishri, Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim, the first of Tishri that we know is Rosh Hashanah, is the Rosh Hashanah for Shonim. We'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly on Daf Ches. U'L'Shmitin, U'L'Yoivlois, for Shmita and Yoivl. We know that during Shmita and Yoivl, one's not allowed to plow, one's not allowed to plant. Min haTorah, that starts at the beginning of the year, that year starts on the first of Tishri on Rosh Hashanah, what we know is Rosh Hashanah. U'L'Netiyah, regarding the years of Orla, of a young tree, that the first 3 years of a young tree are considered Orla, one's not allowed to benefit from them. When does that year start? Or when do those years get counted from? It's from the first of Tishri. Ule Yerokis, and similarly regarding the Maiser of vegetables, the vegetables are, one takes Maiser from them, and unlike trees, where the point in time that determines which year they belong to is the Chanota, is when they've come to a certain point of maturity. With vegetation, with vegetables, it's when you actually pick them. And if you pick vegetables over a span of time, you cannot take Maiser from 1 year of produce to a different year of produce. What point marks a new year? As far as Yerokis are concerned, it's from Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishri. Regarding Ilonos, Be'echod B'Shvat, on the first of Shvat, is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, the Maiser of fruits of a tree, which are dependent on whether the Chanota, not the picking, but the stage called Chanota, which is a discussion exactly what that is, but when it becomes a certain level of blossoming, or maturing, or ripening, is a question in the Rishonim exactly what Chanota means, but according to Kedivri Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, if the Chanota took place before the first of Shvat, that's 1 year. Any fruits that the Chanota took place after Rosh Chodesh Shvat is already the next year, and Trumas and Maisers have to be taken on each year's produce independently. B'Shil say it's not the first of Shvat, it's the 15th of Shvat, and this is what we know as Tu B'Shvat. Says the Gemara, L'Melochim, we saw that the first of Nisan is considered the Rosh Hashanah for Melochim, for the kings. L'may Hilchasa, what halachic ramifications would it have? Why do kings need to have a certain point in time where a year starts? Why don't you say that every king, depending on when he became the king, that will be the beginning of his year? If a king became a king in Nisan, so Nisan will be the beginning of this year's, of this king's year. If a king became a king in Sivan, then every Sivan will be the beginning of a new year. Why do we need a fixed date that determines a new year? L'may hilchasa, Omar of Chizda l'shtoris. It's very important to determine whether a, exactly, and we'll soon see the example, but it's important to know when one writes a document, a legally binding document, it's in, for example, we're talking about a document which is to do with a loan. If somebody lent money, a borrower lent money from the lender, and they would write, the months would have been Nisan Iyar Sivan. So they would write in the month of Kislev from third year of a certain king, that's when the loan took place. And then the example we're going to be speaking about is as follows. Let's take that case. There was a document, a shtar, where the borrower came to two witnesses and said, it's true that you don't know exactly, you're not seeing a loan right now, but I'm the borrower, so I'm allowed to ask you to write me a loan, because to write me a document, the document's against me. The document is that I owe money to the lender. So I'm asking you to Adim, write me a document that I admitted that in the month of Kislev, I borrowed money from the lender. Okay, what actually happened? These two Adim knew that in Tammuz, in the third year of this king, this borrower actually borrowed the money from the lender. The question is that they wrote in the document Kislev, because that's what the borrower asked them to write. But they knew that Tammuz is when the loan actually took place. The question is Kislev before Tammuz or is Kislev after Tammuz? So if you start on Nisan, we know that obviously Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, first is Tammuz, and then is Kislev, which means that the date in the shtar is after the time when the loan actually took place. But just imagine that with every king, the year started whenever that king first became king. So if this king became a king any time between Tammuz and Kislev, so then the third year of that king, Kislev, is actually before Tammuz, which means that the document which says Kislev in the third year of that king is actually predated, not postdated. And it's very important for us to know whether a document is predated or postdated. Why? Because the halacha is that a lender has a lien on the property that belongs to the borrower from the point, from the time when he borrowed the money. Which means that if the borrower had a certain field or a house and he owned it at the time that he borrowed money from the lender and then he sold it to somebody else, but he didn't pay the loan, the lender can actually take the field, the property, has a lien on it, and he can take that property away. So if you post-date a document, then all that's happened is that the lender is losing the lien on the property from the time of the loan to the time of the document. But if you predate it, that means that the lender is actually going to be able to take property away from people that it doesn't come to him. Because if you predate it, then the lender will say, this property was yours at the time when it says in the document the loan took place, I have a lien on it, when the truth is you don't have a lien on it because he sold it before the loan actually took place. And therefore the halacha is, there's a Mishnah, Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, in Maseches Shvi'is, it says that Shtori Choyv, these documents of loans, Hamukdomin Psulim, the predated ones, are completely parcel. We give him even a penalty. We say, if you predate a loan, a document of a loan, not only are we not going to allow you to have a lien and on the properties and take properties away from that were sold to other people, but we're not even going to allow you to claim from the properties of the person of the borrower that he still has under his ownership. Because we're going to give him that penalty. We're going to say this has the same halachas as a milva al peh. And the halacha is, Eino goivim and amun shubodim. There's no lien on any properties with a loan that was not documented in a document. So that's if it's mukdomin. However, if it's mu'ukhorin, if it's post-dated, ksherin, it's kosher. because we're not going to take anything away from anybody unlawfully. But if you don't have a specific date when every king, all kings, start their years that date, will always be confusion. Just a minute. Kislev of the third year, Tammuz of the third year, which comes first? When does the year start? When did he become a king? Did he become king between Kislev and Tammuz, in which case Tammuz is first, or between Tammuz and Kislev, in which case Kislev is first? We're not going to know, is it predated or postdated? Therefore, the Chachamim said, every king on the first of Nisan marks the beginning of the next year. So if you're starting from Nisan, Tammuz is always going to be before Kislev, and that's why it was important to have a Rosh Hashanah Limalachim. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. We're going to learn in a Braisa. Melech she'omad be'esrim v'tisha be'ador. A king who became the king on the 29th of Adar, the very last day before the 1st of Nisan. Kiven she'igia echod b'nisan. The next day, echod b'nisan arrives. Also lo yishono, it's already the beginning of the second year. Ve'im lo yomad elo be'echod b'nisan. But if he only became a king on the 1st of Nisan, Nisan Achir. Then the Nisan he became king is his first year, and his second year will only start a whole year later, which means that he could have become king a difference of one day, a day earlier, and the next day is already year two. A day later he becomes king, year two starts a whole year later, which means that every first of Nisan we add another year to this kingdom, to the years of this king, and from the time he became king till Nisan is the first year, and then whenever that is, Aleph Nisan becomes the next year. Omar Mar, and now we're going to discuss that braisa we just learned. Melech she'omad be'esrim v'tisha ba'ador, a king who became a king on the 29th of Adar, the last day of the years of kings. Kiven she'gia echod b'nisan, the next day, the first of Nisan, also le'ishana, then it's already the 29th of Adar is, so to speak, that was the end of the first year, even though it was just one day, and the next day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, starts year two. So that part of the Braisa, Hoko Mashmalon, what's that teaching us? The Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Lemelachim, the Braisa is telling us what we saw in the Mishnah, that the first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the Melachim, for the kings. V'yoyim Echod, B'shanah Choshev Shanah, the Braisa is just trying to impress on us that even if it's just one day, the last day of the year, Choftes Nisan, that's enough to be considered a year. The Aleph Nisan, the next day, is already considered the second year of that king. The second statement in that Braisa, V'imloy Omad Elo Be'echod B'Nisan, if he only became a king on the first of Nisan, Ein Moinin Leishono Achi Agia Nisan Achir, we only say that he's finished his first year and he's now starting his second year, the next year, the first of Nisan, says the Gemara Pshita. That part of the Braisa is Poshet. What's it coming to tell us? Says the Gemara, it's not so straightforward. It's not Poshet. Tzricha, we need it to tell us the Imno Leo Me'ador. We're talking about a case where they actually decided that he was going to be a king. They elected him, or they already decided between them, this is going to be our king in Ador. So Ma'odotei Ma'ay may have thought, Nimnu Le Taratin Shnin, since they already decided he was going to be the king in Ador, then the Ador is the first year. And as soon as Nisan arrives, it's already the second year. Komash Malon, that's what the Braisa is telling us. No. When you decided that he was going to be king, that's not relevant. It's only when you actually did the coronation, when you actually made him the king, and if that was only in Nisan, then what happened in Adar is not relevant, and the Nisan that he became king, that's his first year. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, we're now going to see a Braisa with three parts in it. And it's going to seem straightforward, and the Gemara is then going to discuss each of these three parts independently. First part, Meis Ba'ador, if the previous king died in Ador, V'omad Acher Tachtov, and the second king became king Ba'ador in the same Ador, Moinin Shono Lezeh Ulezeh. Then that previous year is a year which is counted to both kings, because both kings reigned in that year. So you can either say this is the year number X, whatever it is, of the previous king, or year number one of the new king. Part two, Meis B'Nisan, if the previous king died in Nisan, V'omad Achir Tachtov B'Nisan, and the new king became king any time between that Nisan and the end of Adar that year, then Moinin Shono L'Zeh O'L'Zeh. Then here again, both kings, that means the end of the reign of the first king, which is when he died, and the beginning of the reign of the second king are in the same year, and therefore that year can be counted to either king. Meispa Ador v'omad achir tachtov b'nissan, if the previous king died in Ador and the new king became a king only in Nisan, then each year only had one king reigning in it. And therefore, moinin rishoyno l'rishoyn, the previous years only counted to the king that was in that year, or shniyo l'shenya, and the second year, the next year, is where the first king was already dead before Aleph Nisan, and the second king only became king after Aleph Nisan, and therefore the second year is only counted from the second king. So that was the three parts in the Braisa. Now the Gemara is going to discuss them. Omar Mar, the first part in the Braisa, Meis ba'ador v'omad achir tachtov ba'ador moinin shono l'zeh o l'zeh. If they both died, the first one died in Ador and the second one became king in Ador, then that year is counted with both, says the Gemara Pshita. What's the Braisa trying to impress on us? It's logic dictates that. Answers the Gemara, Ma'o detaim, I may have thought, shata lebeitrei loimoninon, that it's not possible, it doesn't make sense that a single year should be counted to two kings, and therefore, since the previous year was counted for the previous king because he was still alive that year, that year is not counted with a new king. Komash malon, that's what the Braisa is coming to tell us, that no, since both kings reigned in that year, you can count that year to both kings. The second part in the Braisa, Meis b'nissan v'omad achir tachtov b'nissan moinin shono l'zeh o l'zeh. Here again, pshita, it would seem self-understood that if both kings reigned, that means the first king died at the beginning of the year Nisan, and the second king started in Nisan or any time after that year, then you can count that year to both kings. It's also poshut. What's the chiddush in that? Both kings reigned that year. Why shouldn't we be able to count both years? Says the Gemara, no. Ma'od detaim, I may have entertained the thought that ki omrinon yoim echod b'shono choshev shono. When do we say that just one day in the year is considered a year? Is b'soif shono is only the end of the year, which means if a new king started on Chof Tes Ador, then maybe only there, that last day of the year, the day that closes the year, that day is what determines that this new king, it's so to speak as if he was there the whole previous year, and therefore you can count that previous year with that king. But I may have thought that if the previous king just reigned one day at the beginning of the new year, we don't say as if he reigned in that year and as if that whole year can be attributed to whichever year it was to that previous king. The chiddush is coming to teach us that's not the case. That even if the previous king survived just one day in this new year and then died, this year can be attributed to him as well, and both kings can be counted that year. Komash malon. And now the third and final part of the Braisa, Meis ba'ador v'omad achir tachtov b'nissan moinin rishoyno l'rishoyno shniyo l'sheni, that if the first king died in Ador, which was the previous year, and the new king became king in Nisan, the new year, then each king is only counted that year. Pshita, that also goes without saying. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha de'imno leo me'ador. Says over here, the chiddush is that what happens if imno leo ba'ador? That they already decided he was going to be the king in Ador. But that alone wouldn't be a good enough reason for the Braisa to tell us this, because we already saw this previously. So, but besides the fact that they already decided he was going to become the king in Ador, he was also Melech ben Melechu. He was the king, the new king was the son of the previous king, and therefore it was naturally lent itself to him becoming the king. So I may have thought he's also the son, and he's inheriting the kingdom. And also, it was unanimously decided upon and elected that he was going to become the king. Maybe in that case, then I would have thought then this new king, even though the coronation itself was only in Nisan, but since it was so clear he was going to become the king in Ador, maybe Ador is also counted as his year, and then Nisan will be the second year. Komash malon, that no. Since he actually only became king in Nisan, we only start counting the years with that king in Nisan. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin lemelochim she'in moinin lohem elo min Nisan. The Mishnah started that Rosh Hashanah lemelochim is Aleph Nisan. Where would we have source to that? Shenemar, we see it from the Psukim. Because it says in the Pasuk in Melachim, Vayihi b'shmoinim shono v'arbami shono l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael m'eretz Mitzrayim. It was 480 years after Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. B'shono harovius, in the fourth year of Shleim HaMelech's reign, b'chodesh Ziv in the month of Iyar. Hu chodesh Hasheni leMelech Shloima al Yisrael. This was the second month of the fourth year of Shloima Melech's reign on Klal Yisrael. Vayiven Abayis LaHashem, and he built the Beis Hamikdash for Hashem. So in this one pasuk, Makish, it's written near each other, it's put together. We compare Malchus Shloima, when it says in the pasuk Limloich Shloima al Yisrael liYitzias Mitzrayim, it puts together with the Shmoinim Shon of Arba Meis Shon or Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. My Yitzias Mitzrayim in Nisan, in the same way as Yitzias Mitzrayim, besides for it actually happening in Nisan, besides for that, we actually count the years starting every Nisan from new. Then, and we'll soon see how we know that, but we know that as a fact, that we don't say, yeah, we went out in Nisan, but every Tishri we start a new year, which means 6 months after Yitzias Mitzrayim, when it comes to Aleph Tishri, we'll say, oh, now it's already the second year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it's only 6 months later. We don't say that. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we know, we count always from Nisan. Af Malchus Shleimim in Nisan, from the fact that the Pasuk puts the two together to teach us that the king, the years of the kings of Shleim HaMelech are also counted always from Nisan. Asks the Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gufa Minolon de Minisan Moninon. How do you know that Yitzias Mitzrayim you always count starting from Nisan? Dilma Mitishri Moninon. Maybe that since Tishri is the year, is the beginning of the year from the creation of the world, which was created in Tishri. So maybe, even though we went out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, but every Tishri, the number goes up one, not Nisan. And if Yitzias Mitzrayim, we count the years from Yitzias Mitzrayim every Tishri, then the Melachim would also be counted from Tishri. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisol Kodaitoch, don't entertain such an idea, Dechsiv, because it says in another Pasuk, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hor HaHor, Aaron HaKohen went up to Hor HaHor, the mountain, Al Pi Hashem, under the instructions of Hashem, Vayomos Shom, and he died there, B'Shnas HaArboim, in the 40th year, and here it's explicit, 40 years from when? Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, from when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, B'Chodesh HaChamishi, this was the month of Av, B'Echod L'Chodesh, on the first of Av, the 40th year after coming out of Mitzrayim, Aaron HaKohen passed away on Hor HaHor. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Vayhi ba'arboim shona, again in the 40th year, the same year, ba'ashteyas shechodesh, in the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat, ba'echod lachodesh, on the first of Shvat, diber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael k'chol ha'shetziv Hashem oise aleihem. So this is talking about Shvat, and we'll soon see that it's clear that this Pasuk, which was in Shvat of the 40th year, was after the Pasuk that we mentioned before it, which was Av of that same year. So what do we see here clearly? Midekoi ba'av, since when they were in the month of Av, which is when Aaron HaKohen passed away, v'kori leishnas arboim, it was considered the 40th year. V'koi b'shvat, and a number of months later, there was Av, there was the Av, Elul, Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, 7 months later, or 6 months later, half a year later, we're the beginning of Shvat, the correlation of Sarboim. The year didn't go up one between Av and Shvat. Michlal, so what do we see from there? That the years of counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim did not go up one between Av and Shvat. So Michlal, we see from there, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Tishriu. Rosh Hashanah, the new year of when we count Yitzias Mitzrayim, certainly not in Elul, because Elul is after Av. If it would be in Elul, then it wouldn't be Shvat of the 40th year, it would be Shvat of the 41st year. Not in Elul, not in Tishri, not in Cheshvan, not in Kislev, not in Teves, and not in Shvat. None of these 6 months do we start counting the years of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because if we did, then what happened in Shvat that year would be considered the next year. Assuming that Shvat is the Shvat mentioned in the Pasuk is after the Av mentioned in the Pasuk, and we're soon going to determine that to be the case. Says the Gemara Bishloi Meheich, the first Pasuk, when it speaks about Aaron HaKohen passing away in Av, it says explicitly, Mefarish Delitzias Mitzrayim. It says in the Pasuk, Vayomos Shom Bishnas Arboim, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Elohai, but that second Pasuk, which is the Shvat of that year, it just says Vayhi Barboim Shana, the 40th year. It doesn't say the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe we're counting 40 years. Mimaydil Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dilmala Komas HaMishkan. Maybe we're talking about the 40th year after the construction of the Mishkan. The construction of the Mishkan was the second year after they went out of Mitzrayim. It was a year later. So it could be that indeed Tishri is the beginning of the new year of counting years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And indeed, the Av is the 40th year when they went out of Mitzrayim. And Shvat, which is after the Tishri, is the 40th year from the second year when they went out of Mitzrayim, which is the 41st year after they went out of Mitzrayim. So you don't have any proof that Tishri is not the Rosh Hashanah for Melachim, or Rosh Hashanah, or when we start counting for from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be. Kedomer of Papa, Rav Papa is going to say this a number of times in this sugya. Rav Papa, he had a tradition from his Rebbes that whenever it speaks about the years, whenever it says Shnas, then we learn out when it's ambiguous, when it's not clear where we count the years from. We learn it out from places where it is clear. Kedomer of Papa, Shnas Esrim, like we're going to see later, Rav Papa is going to say that in one place, when regarding a 20th year, we're going to see that later. L'gzeiru shava, we learn out one to the other. Hachanam is so to hear. It says once shnas arboim and once and again shnas arboim. Shnas arboim, l'gzeiru shava, we learn one from the other. In the same way, shnas arboim by Aaron HaKohen, it says explicitly it was the 40th year from when they went out of Mitzrayim. So too, in that Shvat, where it mentions arboim shono and doesn't mention which year it was, Rav Papa says it's to tell us it's the same year as when it speaks about the 40th year, that tells us it was explicitly from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you see clearly that the Av and the Shvat are the same, both counted from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they're obviously in the same year, which means the year didn't go up one between Av and Shvat, which means Elul Tishri Cheshvan Kislev Teves and Shvat are certainly not the new starting of account of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, we assume that Nisan is the time where we count Yetzias Mitzrayim. And coming back to Shlomo HaMelech, that in the same pasuk compares the years of Shlomo to the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like Yetzias Mitzrayim, we assume that Rosh Hashanah is on the first of Nisan, so too the Melochim are on the first of Nisan. Ma'akan Yetzias Mitzrayim, Afkan Yetzias Mitzrayim. All that remains to be determined is who told you that the Av, what actually happened when Aaron HaKohen passed away, who says that that was in the Av, that was before the Pasuk that speaks about the Shvat? Maybe indeed Tishri is when the new year, and then first you had the Shvat, because after Tishri you've got Shvat. Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat. First the Shvat, and almost a year later in Av, is which is still considered the same year, is when Aaron HaKohen passed away. So maybe if the sequence of events are assumed to be the other way around, you wouldn't have proof that Tishri is not the beginning of the year. Mimai de Maisa de Av Kodim, who told you that the incident with Aaron HaKohen passing away was first? Dilma Maisa de Shvat Kodim, maybe what the incident of the 11th month, the month of Shvat, maybe that came first. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisol Kedai Toch, that cannot be. Why? Tichsiv, because immediately the Pasuk after it speaks about the Shvat, which is the first of Shvat of that 40th year, the very next pasuk, what does it say? It was after they smote, they hit a Sichon Melucha Amoiri, Sichon the king of Amoiri, Ashyeshev Becheshbon, Vesoig Melech Aboshon, Ashyeshev Bashtoris Bedrei. So it says explicitly that the Shvat was after Sichon was killed. Acharei HaKoisei Sichon. V'chinoch nafshei da'arin, when Aaron HaKohen passed away, which was the previous pasuk, the Av of that year, akate hava Sichon kayon. Sichon was still alive. And therefore that the pasuk of Av must have been before the pasuk of Shvat. So it cannot be that the Rosh Hashanah of those years, that means the beginning of counting of the Yetzias Mitzrayim years, cannot have been between Av and Shvat. How do we know? Tichsev, because it says in the pasuk, Vayishma haknani, and we've suddenly jumped from Sichon to Knan. The Gemara is going to address that soon. Vayishma haknani melech Arod, the Knani, the king of Arod, Yeshiv HaNegev, he heard, Kivo Yisrael derech ha'asorim, vayilochem b'Yisrael, vayishma menu shevi. The Knani came and they waged war against Klal Yisrael. The question is, Ma Shomu Ashoma? It says, Vayishma HaKnani, the Knani heard. What did he hear? Shoma Shemes Aaron. He heard that Aaron HaKohen passed away. And we know that the clouds, the protective clouds surrounding Klal Yisrael were in the merit of Aaron HaKohen. When he passed away, they left. Shoma Shemes Aaron. V'nistalko Anani HaKovid. He heard that suddenly the heavenly protection around Klal Yisrael had gone away. Ukasovar, and this king of Knan, he assumed that Nitna Roshos Lilochem B'Yisrael, this must be a sign that we have permission to fight Klal Yisrael. V'hainu d'chsev, and that's indeed what it says in the Pasuk, V'yiru kolo eido kigova arin, which the literal translation of this would be that the whole nation, they saw kigova arin, that Arin had passed away. V'omer b'avou said, al tikru v'yiru, don't read it v'yiru, meaning they saw that Aaron passed away. Elo, you should read it, Vayeira'u. They were seen, because before that, nobody could see them. They were surrounded by clouds. Now the clouds had went away, they were now seen. And why is Rabbi Vol telling us to read the Pasuk that not they saw, rather they were seen? Because we have the word ki. Vayiru kolo'edo, ki gova Aaron. What does gova Aaron mean? Aaron passed away. What's the ki? Because the Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish tells us, the Omar Rish Lakish teaches us that the word ki, mashamesh, is used b'dalid l'shoynes, in one of four different ways. E, which means if, dilma, maybe, elo, but, and daha, because. And if we assume that we have to read ki as meaning one of these four, then you can't say vayiru, they saw. They saw, that means the whole nation saw, ki gava arin. What? How would we explain ki? But now says Rabbi Vol, no. Read it vayero. They were seen. Ki because gava arin. Arin passed away and the clouds went away, and therefore Klal Yisrael were now revealed and they could be seen. So you see clearly that only when Arin passed away, then the Knani Melech Arod saw, and they came to fight Klal Yisrael. And we assume that this Knani is Sichon. We'll soon see why. So it must be that Aaron passed away before Sichon was destroyed. So since it says in that Shvat Pasuk, it says the Pasuk after that, it says, Acharei Koisei Sichon, it must be that Aaron HaKohen Pasuk, which is Av that year, passed away before what happened in Shvat that year, where Sichon, after Sichon had been destroyed. Says the Gemara, Midomi, how can you compare this Vayishma Knani and proof from there that Aaron HaKohen definitely passed away before the incident with Knani? But how do you prove from there that Achrei HaKohen is Sichon? How can you prove from there that Sichon was still alive when Aaron passed away? Midomi, Hosom Knan, that's talking about Knan. Hocha Sichon, here we're talking about Sichon. Maybe Sichon was killed before Aaron passed away. Says the Gemara, no. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, who Sichon, who Arod, who Knan. It's all the same person. Sichon, the reason he was called Sichon, Shadoima Lesioch Bamidbar, he was compared to a desert young horse. That's why he was called Sichon. Kenan, why was he called Kenan? Al Shem Al Chusay, that was his kingdom. He was reigning, he was ruling in the place called Kenan. Uma Shemoy, what was his real name? Arod Shemoy, his name was Arod. And Nikodom, others say a different version, Arod, the reason he was called Arod, Shadoima Laaroid, Bamidbar is compared to a wild donkey in the desert. Kenan, he was called Kenan al Shem al Chusay because of the kingdom. Uma Shemoy, his real name, Sichon Shemoy. But either way, we see here that Kenani Melech Arod is Sichon. And he only came to wage war after Aaron HaKohen passed away when the clouds revealed Klal Yisrael. So it must be that Aaron passed away before that. So it must be that Av was before the Shvat. If Av was before the Shvat, then the new year, when we count the years from Yetzias Mitzrayim, could not have been anywhere between Elul and Shvat, including Tishri. So when it says in the Pasuk we started with, that we compared the, when Rabbi Yochanan brought this Pasuk, that we compared the years of Shleim HaMelech to the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, at this point we assume Nisan to be the time where we change the year. Every Nisan we start a new year, second year, third year, fourth year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So to Malachim is in Nisan. Now, even though we've only ruled out Elul, Tishri, Chezron, Kislev, Teves, and Shvat, we assume it to be Nisan. And in the next Gemara, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to learn how do you know it's not Iyar Sivan, Tammuz, Av, or Adar. And we're going to learn Mitzvah Hashem that in the next Gemara.